This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the Super Bowl. And boy, you should have seen the parties going around here in my neck of the woods tonight at Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working tonight on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or where you're doing it, thank you so very much for keeping America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on Parler when it comes back, which we think will come back Monday. That's what we're hearing. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us for hour number one of the weekend edition is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, tonight in the weekend show, we welcome a brand new affiliate. It is WMIC Radio, AM 660, and FM 95.3. They are located in Sandusky, Michigan. Their signal covers Saginaw, Michigan, Flint, Michigan, Detroit, Michigan, Toledo, Ohio, Port Huron, and goes right over to the outside edges of Cleveland, Ohio. Got a big signal, and welcome aboard. The Thumb of Michigan is where they are at, WMIC 660 AM and FM 95.3. So we thank them very much for picking up the program, and they're also going to be on the weekday show, so we'll be saying good morning to them again on Monday.
That is really great, Captain. Yeah, they have a really big footprint there.
Yep.
And all the new listeners, just welcome, and we're glad you're with the show. That's great.
Now, there was a really surprising news story, I don't know, about 3-4 hours ago that came out. Fox News has canceled, and it's actually Fox Business is where he was, Lou Dobbs. Now, he had a very highly rated show over there at Fox Business. As a matter of fact, it was one of the highest rating shows they had there. And for them to just dump that show, totally unexpected, is a surprise, although I will say Lou Dobbs as a professional, he will wind up on his feet somewhere fairly quickly.
Well, you know, Captain, a lot of people will remember back in the day, Lou Dobbs actually worked at CNN, very revered for his program there called, it was called Moneyline.
Yeah.
Back in the day. He's a very smart guy. He's a great broadcaster. And yes, he will definitely land on his feet. Of course, this all comes now on the heels. You know, there's this Smartmatic election voting software company that's suing both Fox News, Lou Dobbs, Maria Bartiromo, and Judge Jeanine Pirro for $2.7 billion. But according to Fox News, and of course they're saying because of defamation in their words, but Fox News is saying that they have been looking to make some of these changes for a time. As you know, they shook up quite a lot, I might say, their afternoon and into the evening lineup.
Well, Newsmax has repeatedly been bumping Fox News an hour here, an hour there, especially at prime time at night. Now Newsmax has scored another ratings victory over Fox News in a second time slot at night during the peak hours. So they are pushing it along pretty good. And I'm not talking about Sean Hannity because he's still number one over there by far. And I'm not talking about Tucker Carlson either. But that 7 to 8 o'clock time slot and that 11 to 12 o'clock time slot are getting bumped constantly by Newsmax.
Yeah, it really is interesting. They have grown by leaps and bounds, and of course, they're also they have their app that people have been downloading
for free.
Accessible. That's right. They're accessible right over the internet, anytime, anywhere, without any kind of cable subscription. So that that may also be helping their boom.
Yeah, and by the way, when asked if ex-President Trump should receive routine intel briefings, Joe Biden didn't really give an answer that was all that becoming of a president. He actually changed the subject.
Well, right. Evidently, didn't he describe Trump as being erratic or
yeah.
something like that? Yeah, that's, you know, well, I guess
yeah.
it is what it is, but that's his thing, yeah.
And there's a lot of people that are coming out with a lot of different stories and theories that's still out there, and they're writing, they're going, look at these facts I've got. I've got these facts. Look at these numbers. Look. However, they're not the certified numbers of the election, so you got to be careful. When somebody throws something out there and says, I know what happened, and this is what happened, and look at the numbers, and here's this, and I did my own investigation, it means nothing because it's just somebody's opinion being stated with no factual concrete proof, because the proof has already been certified.
Well, that's exactly right, and unfortunately, yeah, we're still seeing a lot of these things be posted on social media, for example, and stuff like that. We saw a lot of this happening just in the last 24 hours or so.
Well, a lot of people are still wishing and hoping there's going to be a miracle that Donald Trump is going to take over us as president, and Joe Biden's going to go to jail, and this, that, and the other. They seem to forget we already have a president, we already have a vice president, and there is a method of secession, and be careful what you wish for, because if the president and the vice president goes, who becomes the president?
Well, that would be the speaker, I believe.
Nancy Pelosi. Be careful what you wish for. All right, folks, I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. This is the weekend edition. When we come back, Time Magazine has put out a sensational story. We're going to get into that. This may have some merit because this has been factually checked.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with a free subscription from Avid Market Highlights Report. With gold prices hitting new highs in 2020, investors are just beginning to push into junior gold miner stocks. And we want to send you research that can position you to win with this red-hot gold stock opportunity in the market. Text WIN to 48542 for more info on gold miner investment opportunities now with your free subscription to Market Highlights Report. Text the word WIN to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the winningest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word WIN to 48542. Text WIN to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text WIN to 48542.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. Welcome back to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Thank you very much for tuning in. And again, a special shout-out to our new listeners up there in Sandusky, Michigan, with that big footprint on AM 660 and FM 95.3. Thanks for carrying the program up there. Now, Relief Factor is part of an integrated health plan that helps the body reduce inflammation over time. Now, I take it. And I've been taking it for a little bit more than 5 years. And I will tell you that it works for me because one of the problems that I have is inflammation in my ankle and my leg. And the only way that I can get it to stop is by taking Relief Factor. If I don't do that, then I'm stuck taking some hardcore narcotics and I'm not going to do it. But here's the other deal. Okay, here's the other deal. With Relief Factor, there are four ingredients that will help you. Turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, and they will go right straight to the source of the pain or the inflammation and alleviate it right at its source. That's what it does for me. Now, believe it or not, I had an injury a little while ago where I took a shot on my arm, and my arm started to swell up, and it bruised and all that sort of stuff, and I took the Relief Factor. I said, well, what do I got to lose, right? And within 30 minutes, the swelling in my arm was gone. Gone. That's how fast that worked in that particular case. But then again, it may be because I've already had it in my system. So you can try the 3-week quick start. It's $19.95 by going to the website that they gave me. It's relieffactor.com/captain. Relieffactor.com/captain. It's $19.95 for a 3-week quick start plan. Take it as you need it or as you use it. If you become a regular user of it and you get it every month, so be it. They also have other things there. They are a health and wellness products company. And just see what happens. Just see what happens. $19.95, 3-week quick start, relieffactor.com/captain. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Before we go to the caller, I am aware of the fact that there are some lawsuits in the works about the election coming to the Supreme Court. However, let me ask you a little question, Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
Will that change the result of the election at all?
No.
Thank you. I rest my case. Okay. Mr. Mike in Clearwater, what's up?
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Kyle. You know, the hypocrisy that I see is just sickening to me. Now, I am not a fan of Marjorie Taylor Greene by any sense of the word, but if you're going to punish her, why not punish the squad? You know, people like AOC and Rashida Tlaib.
I've answered that question 100 times on the radio. Have you not heard the answer?
No, I have, Captain.
Okay.
They have said and done things that are way worse than what this Marjorie Taylor Greene could ever do. And but yet, they get a free pass.
Correct.
Now, I think, Kyle, correct me if I'm wrong, we've already started to see the price of gas creep up because of the things that the president has done. I think that by the time next year when the midterms come, you know, buyer's remorse is going to have set in. And I think that we're going to have a shoo-in. I think we will take control of both, if not one, both chambers of the House. You notice the scramble is on by the Democrats to ram everything they want through now because they know that come the end of next year, when they lose control, they won't be able to ram these things through. So, you know, we need people like Joe Manchin, and I hope to God that there are enough reasonable Democrats that there's a firewall there that they say, you know what, this is ridiculous. We're not going to bankrupt the country. We're not going to do any of these crazy, kooky things. And I don't know, what do you think about my I just said, Kyle, prediction?
Okay, let's go with it, Kyle. Go ahead.
Well, thanks, Mike. Yeah, that's a great observation about the gas prices, because I will tell you this.
Well, no, stop, because I want to say something. I've got the crude oil and commodity prices in front of me. He's absolutely right about that, because when we first started all of this and Biden got elected, oil was around $50 a barrel. Do you know what it is right now?
What is it?
The futures are at 65. Brent crude is at 59.34. West Texas crude is at 56.85. The wholesale price of gasoline without the tax is $1.65. The wholesale price of diesel without the tax is $1.71 and climbing. Now, diesel goes in trucks. If they keep messing around and keep jacking up the fuel on the trucks, they're going to have surcharges on top of the delivery charges, and it's a revolving spiral. All of America relies on oil and gasoline to get our products from point A to point B.
Well, that's exactly right. And here in California, earlier today, as I was driving, I saw gas for $3.75 a gallon here in California. Now, obviously, it's more expensive here than in many other parts of the country, but it is certainly a skyrocketing by anybody's estimation. And I think Mike is right. The Democrats are trying to ramrod everything through. They're doing that even in, contrary to what Joe Biden talked about even in the campaign to a great degree.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they are going to create that buyer's remorse like you've never seen.
All right. Well, Red State, an article was written in Red State. Red State is part of the Salem Media Group, part of the Town Hall a magazine and all that. But Red State, there was an article written from a Time Magazine article. And Time had written a very interesting piece making some very alarming claims, namely that a secret cabal banded together across the country to stop Donald Trump from winning re-election. Sounds familiar, right?
Right, right.
This is now coming from Time magazine. It also said this included everything from manipulating media coverage to getting election laws changed, according to Time's account. And this article that I have in my hands right now, written by Red State, is just unbelievable. You talk about Mike Lindell and the article he wrote. This is a factual article based on facts, not based on somebody's survey that they went out and got a bunch of numbers that aren't even the certifiable numbers of the election. This is just taking the facts that are in place and putting them together. And, boy, what an article, I'm telling you.
Yeah, it is really interesting. The Time magazine author here, you know, talks about the idea that the secret history, he calls it, of the 2020 election, He says, even though it sounds like a paranoid fever dream, a well-funded cabal of powerful people ranging across industries and ideologies working together behind the scenes to influence perceptions, change rules and laws, steer media coverage, and control the flow of information. He says they were not rigging the election. He says they were fortifying it. That's what the author is saying. But again, he talks about how when Trump talks and says that a lot of people turned on him, the industries turned on
him, did.
Business, they really did. They absolutely
Yeah, and we yeah. were and we were pointing that out to people back when people were going, oh, no. And I said, there's something going on here. And again, the night of the election, we sat here, Bill Bunkley, myself, Roger P. Shulman sat here, watched the numbers, watched what was going on. And we said, this election is going in the toilet right now. Something horrible is going on right here. We could see it. And now we know why. We know that the election was shut down. The machines had a malfunction. They called it a glitch. We know all that happened. But again, the election, how can I explain this? The election has been certified. And because it's been certified, and because we have a sitting president and a sitting vice president, they can't do anything to change the election results. There's nothing anywhere to allow that to happen. Nothing.
Well, and of course, one of the only things that probably could come out of these court hearings and so forth might be stipulating how election law is to be handled.
Having to change election law in a number of states. Watch and see.
Right, exactly. But that can't have any kind of retroactive, and in fact, there is no retroactive mechanism of any kind.
Yeah.
If the president was ever impeached for something, but again, that would be the only other recourse.
And for the people that are listening, like Mary, who called me and says, I couldn't find the article. It's on Red State. And the title of it is, Time Claims a Secret Cabal Manipulated the 2020 Election to Stop Trump, and People Have Questions. That's the title. It's on Red State. You can go there. You can read what I didn't read it all because I want people to go there and look at this, because this is an important article based on the facts of the case, not someone's opinion.
Well, right. And again, that's what we have to deal in. We have to deal in facts, things that are verifiable. Otherwise, and this is what happens, it becomes one of those things like just a conspiracy.
I can go out right now and say, okay, I lost my election by 3,700 votes, and I can say, no, that's not right. My tab tells me that I lost it by 21 votes, but no, I didn't, because I've got the numbers here that say that I won by 35 votes. I mean, all of that is irrelevant once an election gets certified. It really is, folks. Get over it. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. The House has given final approval to President Biden's $1.9 trillion stimulus plan by a vote of 219 to 209. The president has reiterated that another round of stimulus payments are still part of his plan.
I'm not cutting the size of the checks. They're going to be $1,400, period. That's what the American people were promised.
Final legislation could pass Congress as soon as March 15th, according to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Friday's vote came hours after the Senate approved a budget measure overnight, with Vice President Kamala Harris casting the tie-breaking vote. President Biden tells the CBS Evening News with Nora O'Donnell that he does not believe an increase in the minimum wage to $15 an hour will survive his COVID relief proposal.
No one should work 40 hours a week and live below the poverty wage.
The federal minimum wage is currently $7.25 an hour. This is USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this edition of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends over at Geico Insurance. Now, Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and I would encourage you to go over to Geico.com and take a look and see what they can do to save you some money, because Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they are currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, your car, the truck you're driving, the motorcycle you might have, the RV you might have, maybe you got a boat, maybe you got an ATV, all that can be insured by Geico. And they'll go one better on you. If you bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance policy with your automobile, you will get an even bigger discount. Now, I've checked them every year that the policies come out, and I'm still getting a very good rate. It's cheaper than what I could get it if I went out on the open market. I've been with them for going on 15 years. They've done a very good job by me and me by them. So, knock on wood, I get a 10% safe driver's discount every year, and that helps out. And then this year, by the way, they rolled back their rates 15% to try to help out everybody, new customers and old customers. So take advantage of them by going to Geico, GEICO.com. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we've covered quite a bit of ground already, and we've talked about this this Time article that's appearing in Red State, which is, again, part of the Salem Media Group. If people want to go see it, they have to go to Red State, and they'll find it. And it's just amazing, because I know there's a lot of things out there. We've talked about it. You and I have talked about it. Colonel Jim and I have talked about it in respect to something else. For example, where the people were set up, where the cops were set up, what the intel was known about and all that, all the things that are coming out now in regards to the January 6th insurrection. We won't call it a riot. We'll call it an insurrection because that was initiated not by the Trump folks per se, but by the Democratic-controlled Antifa and the Boogaloosa Boys and some of these other radical groups. They all got involved in this, and there they went.
Well, it certainly is much more layered than what we have literally heard.
That's right.
I think we have to emphasize as well that you have people there that were pro-Trump. They got there and then they went inside the Capitol, which was a big no-no, and they should not have done such
nope.
a thing or done any kind of vandalism or hurt anybody, anything like that. But unfortunately, the narrative is it was just Trump supporters, but we know that's not true.
And without mentioning any names, I know several people in the Tampa Bay area that have had their doors knocked down by the FBI because they showed up either in the video or somebody said they were there.
Exactly right. Exactly right. And unfortunately, this is going to be so very hard to get past. It's going to take time, obviously. But we certainly we can't have any kind of government by mob rule or by any kind of thing like that. We have to stick with what's worked for over two centuries.
Now, Joe Biden is vowing quick passage of the $1.9 trillion stimulus plan. He says that abandoning the compromise with the GOP is an easy choice. They're not going to compromise with anybody. The House pretty much cleared the way last night for the Senate to be able to jump on the bandwagon and get everything done. And they're obviously trying to get this done as quickly as they can because Biden definitely promised these people, well, he promised them $2,000. I saw the video again last night. Fox played it. And he talked about, well, I promised to give you $2,000 and you're going to get it. If you vote for these candidates, you're going to get $2,000. He said it several times.
Well, he told the people he was going to give them the $2,000. He also told, I think it was George Stephanopoulos, that, hey, I got to go get the votes. I have to get the votes mm-hmm. for things, right? But now it's like, well, we don't need the votes. You know, we're just gonna, and you're not gonna get $2,000. You know, it's kind of like it is what it is. Live with it. It's because I guess that's the message.
Well, we just saw Kamala Harris be the deciding vote on the action in the Senate to send it back over to the House to get the ball rolling.
Right. Yeah, she was the tie-breaking vote for the blueprint for this $1.9 trillion virus package or for the budget, basically.
Yeah.
And again. Where's the bipartisanship? And I would perchance to think, Captain, that the American people, Democrats and Republicans, actually do want some kind of bipartisanship to move forward here. But again, we've simply seen Joe Biden do exactly what we thought he was going to do. Joe Biden and, of course, whatever constitutes the Biden machine, as it were.
Now, we talked about this three nights ago when we first heard the story about Tucker Carlson, when he started talking about the Bank of America that has secretly turned over their private customer data to the FBI following the Capitol insurrection, and they are trying to see where the money trail leads for the people that were there, because a lot of these people get money cards, and they get the cards loaded up, and that's how they get paid.
Well, exactly right. And so if they're being turned over to the FBI, we understand that what I've heard has been a request of the FBI. But if they have warrants, obviously, then they are going to get that information for sure.
I haven't heard warrants yet, but I have heard requests.
Mm-hmm. Well, and again, this whole issue that happened on January 6th, the insurrection, as it were, is actually it's shaken so many of our foundations. So I think there are unprecedented investigations going on, and following the money, as you always say, Captain, that's primary here. And I think that some in the Democrat Party elite may not like where all this sort of leads to, but again, the American people, they want the truth. And contrary to the movie, A Few Good Men, they can handle the truth.
Well, I do not watch The View, so I don't know about this, but apparently Van Jones was on The View, and he was talking about some good things that Trump had done for blacks, and he also was challenged about why he appeared in a photo smiling with none other than Candace Owens. And he says, well, you know, these are good people, and The View and Joy Behar just tore him to pieces.
Yeah, I have to say I did not see the segment, but I have heard about this, and it seems like, again, see, this is where all of this breaks down. You know, if you're Van Jones or if you're somebody, you know, anybody who's sort of on a particular political side or have a political bent or political brand, and you say something nice about somebody else, yeah, you're going to get vilified for that. See, that's where we're not able to do anything to move forward, because the extreme in the Democrat Party, especially the far left, there can be no common ground. If anything, it's just a scorched earth that has to happen. And, you know, and I think this is sort of part and parcel of like the squad and that kind of thing. If there's never any common ground, if we can't actually talk to one another, then they're going to win in the end, because they'll continue to create chaos.
Now, if they're taking people off the air like Lou Dobbs for the things that he said when he supported President Donald Trump in the past, why wouldn't they take someone off the air for suggesting killing American citizens be done with a drone strike?
Well, because I guess the simple answer is because there's a double standard.
How about because it's an MSNBC anchor?
Yeah, well, exactly. Well, that's the thing.
And it was the supposed conservative Republican over there, Nicole Wallace, who is nothing at all.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, but again, that kind of language, it's, you know, if it's not acceptable for good reason for conservatives not to be able to use that kind of language or imagery, it shouldn't be allowed for anybody.
Where would we wind up if we did that?
Well, we'd have a lot less people on the air, I think.
We'd be off the air, or we'd be in jail, or both.
Yep.
So, again, you're right. It's a double standard.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, Americans are more optimistic now about the COVID-19 vaccines. It appears that 67% of American adults think it's at least somewhat likely that the COVID-19 vaccine will contain the pandemic. But Americans also believe that we'll have the masks on for months to come.
Oh, I think that's exactly right. Because again, we're looking for this vaccine to have a good dissemination. But even so, in order to be safe, I'm sure that we're going to be told that it's going to be a very long time before it's going to be anything approaching any kind of normalcy at all. And you'll have to wear a mask. Yeah.
Right. All right, well, we're getting ready to come up on the break for the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. So, folks, and by the way, speaking of the weather, we have got some interesting wild weather out there across the upper Midwest. And you want to talk about cold? How about 25, 35, 40, 45 below zero temperatures way up in the northern part of the upper Midwest? How about that? All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day. And our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt.
Whoop. Yeah, that's me, Captain Matt. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. In this portion of the program, a Trucker's Highway Bible Report, brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J. Stop in there and find out why they are the number one leading largest truck stop chain in the country. You'll be glad you did. And, oh, by the way, let's not forget that if you go in there and tell them you were listening to me, the captain, on the Captain's America Third Watch, and I said you get yourself a free cup of coffee. Well, guess what? You will get a free cup of coffee. But then consider joining the Drivers Club and take advantage of everything they have there, too. All right, here's Ray Carlisle and a little Chrome.
Everywhere you look, you can write a book about the troubles of a truck-driving man. But you just can't invoke. You can't stick your nose into something that you don't understand. Well, I was driving in the fog, didn't even keep a log. We was east of Amarillo somewhere. It finally got where I could see. It was me and Double T. We had his empty cow trailer back there. Well, I had another gear. When I looked into the mirror, I saw this chicken trucker coming up behind. So I shifted once more, and when I put it to the floor, I left that triple digit chicken truck behind. Everywhere you look, you can write a book about the features of a cow hauling man. But you just can't impose. You can't stick your nose into something that
that's the abbreviated version of Ray Carlisle. And, of course, he's the one that does our Rooster Cruisin' song, too. But that's something else that I found of his that has been around for over 30 years. And I just thought I'd play it tonight just for a little switcherooner. What do you think, Kyle?
Very cool. Yeah, Ray Carlisle.
Did you get the gist out of the chicken truck and all that stuff? And he's in,
right.
He's in the bull wagon. All he did was grab another gear, and up the road he went. He had the truck coming up behind him, was doing 100 miles an hour, and he just grabbed it and went.
Exactly. Very cool.
All righty. Well, let me read this and then turn it over to you. We're going to have some widespread Arctic air, the coldest of the season yet, with wind chill factors in some areas as much as 45 to 50 below zero. Now, an Arctic air mass with frigid temperatures and dangerous wind chills is expected to consume much of the northern plains and the upper Midwest into the Great Lakes and Ohio Valley this weekend. Widespread wind chill warnings and advisories are already in effect. Meanwhile, a winter storm system is brewing and may become better organized this weekend from the central plains into portions of the east with heavy snow, and the lake effect snow machine is still there. We'll tell you all about that in a minute after Kyle gets done telling you what's going on out west.
Well, Captain, thanks. Yes, we're going to start up in the state of Washington tonight. And central Washington, we've got winter storm warnings, winter weather advisories, high wind warnings. This is in the central part of the state. Also, as I said, avalanche warning. And coming out of the Seattle area along I-90, Snoqualmie Pass, it looks like you've got a rain and snow mix right now, and you definitely have wet pavement, of course, so be very careful there. We've got a wind advisory across I-90, this in the Moses Lake area, as you head on over towards Spokane, so be careful there. Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, tonight, checking in at 33 degrees, and at the 4th of July pass, also wet pavement. New snow accumulation is in the forecast, of course, and so be careful with that as you go through that pass. Also, in all across the state of Montana, again, a lot of snow, a lot of winter storm warnings and advisories, of course. Checking out Great Falls, Montana tonight, -3 degrees right now, heavy snow occurring. Travel can be next to impossible, we understand. So you're probably just going to be hunkered down in the Great Falls area right now. That's along I-15, of course. Over in Missoula, of course, avalanche warning there. Down in Bozeman, winter storm warning in that area along I-90. And again, all across, including Billings as well, all across the state of Montana tonight, we definitely have all of that snow and all that storm warning. Down in Wyoming, high wind warning along I-80 for Laramie and also Cheyenne, of course, all the way over to Elk Mountain. And then down in Denver, Colorado, checking in right now at 29 degrees. West of Denver along I-70, continued avalanche warnings and winter weather advisories in the central part of that state. Also in New Mexico and Santa Fe and Albuquerque, wind advisories tonight. Rounding it out, Captain, in the state of Utah, winter weather advisory outside of Salt Lake City and Provo as you travel down I-15.
Well, here we go. We'll start with North Dakota. It is bitterly cold in North Dakota. The closer you are to the Canadian border, the colder it's going to be. Temperatures up there right now are anywheres with a wind 25 to 35 below zero and dropping. It's currently actual temperature outside in Grand Forks, North Dakota, 8 below zero. With the wind chill, it's 22 below zero, and it gets colder the further north you go. Minnesota is also in the same situation. Coming across I-94, you're going to be in bone-chilling weather all the way across North Dakota, across Minnesota, and across most of Wisconsin. George, we feel sorry for you. He told me that they've got a furnace out in one of their buildings, which means, Kyle, they got a building with no heat in it. Holy cow.
Oh, man, that's good.
That sucks, especially when it's as cold as it is right now. And hopefully they'll get that taken care of. All right, let me go over to Wisconsin and tell you again that there's a bitter cold bone chill temperatures there. In the upper peninsula of Michigan up there to the north of Wisconsin, you do have some snow. There's some lake effect snow that's starting in. Over in Michigan on the west side of Michigan, the east side of Lake Michigan, you have snow about halfway across the state. The lake effect machine is starting to kick in. Now, you've got, and this doesn't happen that much, you've got what's called a frozen wave ice warning all along Lake Erie, almost to Buffalo where the snow starts in, because they've got some high waves, some high winds pounding that, and it's icing things all over the place. You've probably seen that before, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, and then upstate New York, the lake effect machines kicked in. They're talking about 8, 9, 10 inches today, 8, 9, 10 inches tomorrow, and maybe another 6 to 10 inches the following day. So guess what? You could have another 2 feet of snow up there where you've already had 7, 8, and 9 feet of snow in the last few weeks. Now, here comes the snow. Rapid City, South Dakota, I-90. You've got it into South Dakota. Then, of course, Nebraska. I imagine Al right about now is shoveling snow. It looks like it anyway. There's a lot of snow across Nebraska, I-80, all the way across I-29, south tonight out of Omaha, down into Kansas, down below Kansas, down into, let's see, Emporia. You've got snow all the way down there. Snow flurries, winter storm warning in the central part of Nebraska tonight. That might affect Al. You've got snow in the southern part of Iowa tonight, as well as the northern half of Missouri. So I-70 coming across Kansas, Kansas City, through Columbia all the way to St. Louis. You're going to have snow showers, at least, all the way there. Then over into Illinois on I-70, snow all the way across to Indiana. Bitterly cold temperatures in the Windy City tonight. Also a winter storm watch for the mountains of Georgia, coming up out of Kennesaw, out of Atlanta, going up towards Knoxville, Chattanooga way, on up to the east and over towards the mountains there in the South Carolina area, as well as North Carolina. And looks like I-81 all the way up Virginia. Let's see, West Virginia, Maryland, right to the new Pennsylvania line. A winter storm watch in there. It's probably going to fire up over the weekend. You've got some wind along the eastern part of the United States tonight, from Maine all the way down to Cape May, New Jersey. Know that area very well. So that's what you got. And Kyle, again, the Flying J, that's your home away from home when it's bitterly cold and you can't get things right. And, oh, by the way, please, 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 going into that bitter cold weather, I used to put kerosene when I could get it before I got in the weather, about 15 or 20 gallons in each one of my tanks. And when I was running in that bitter cold weather, to make sure with the fuel additives, too, that it did not freeze up.
Well, exactly right, because the last thing you want is to have to get stuck in the middle of a snowstorm in freezing cold weather and your truck won't go.
Yeah, you think you got problems when the furnace goes out in the house? Try sitting in the truck with no heat.
Nope.
Okay, hold on, Kyle. And, folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. When we come back, certainly plenty to talk about. How about this one? Electric cars, electric trucks. Who's going to benefit from that, I wonder? We'll tell you when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Buy shotgun. Buy shotgun.
I got Obama fall.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021, where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.